bonds. You have all types of different things that you can invest in, Forex, and then real estate. And I started thinking about, well, when I was a kid, I made my sisters pay me rent to live in their rooms, and that was fun to me. Like, I made little folders on their doors, and
Hold on, wait. How old are we talking about when you were charging rent money and you were making your sisters pay to pass go?
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
Successors, welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones, and today we have a special guest in the building over at Wolf Nation Studios. We're gonna introduce her just momentarily, but we always want to kick off this Feature Friday episode always giving a special shout out for a special individual who left us a helpful Apple review. And this review of the week comes from Jim Brett 30. And the review goes on to say, this podcast is amazing. So much useful content in a short and sweet episode. That's not bad.
That's nice.
We appreciate that. Jim Brad, 30. Thank you for taking the time and leaving the review. And for anybody else who would like the opportunity to potentially be the review of the week, all you have to do is go on to iTunes, scroll down, type in Speak Your Success. And then from that point, just click write a review. And then we hope that it'd be 5 stars. You know, if you gave less, then I forgive you, but, I mean, you might as well just go ahead and give 5. And then just write your thoughts, your feedback, and all that other good information. But now, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and introduce my friend that I've known for a good while. As we were trying to count down the years earlier, and neither one of us could remember the exact year. So I guess that means we're getting old.
Yeah.
guess that means we're getting old. But without further ado, I want to introduce Miss Destiny Sanders.
Hey.
And Miss Destiny Sanders is a life coach. Check. She is a real estate investor. Check, check. And lastly, she is a realtor. Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast, ma'am. How are you?
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad to be here. Excited to continue to speak my success with you.
Yeah. Speak that success. Speak that thing. Speak that thing. Man, so today we're here in the studio because we got reconnected after we met however long ago. And then we were connected on YouTube, and then I started saying, Destiny, like, real estate, how did that even, like, where did this come from? How did that come about? Can you just bring us in? Talk a little bit about real estate.
Yeah, so I was, in 2014, studying software engineering at the University of Texas at Dallas. I was doing fairly well. Looked up and I was like, you know what, my life needs some changes. I feel like I'm doing things for everybody else. So I just started like studying, a bunch of TEDx videos, and you know, now I'm in the presence of someone. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was studying TEDx videos. I was studying Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and then just kind of like wanted to get more into investing. But I was like, okay, well, what type of investing? You know, you have stocks, you have bonds, you have all types of different things that you can invest in, Forex, and then real estate. And I started thinking about, well, when I was a kid, I made my sisters pay me rent to live in their rooms, and that was fun to me. Like, I made little folders on their doors, and
Hold on, wait. How old are we talking about when you were charging rent money and you were making your sisters pay to pass go?
So I had to be at least 7 or 8, maybe 9.
Why? What were they paying you in?
I made money for them in checks. They had to write out the check. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were saying like you were actually taking like allowance money.
No, we didn't get allowance money. So you know.
Oh, I was about to say you're definitely a bully. Okay.
No, we didn't get allowance money. But yeah, so I was thinking about that. And I was like, you know, I think I should go into real estate. But I was still in the mindset of I gotta finish school. I gotta get this software engineering degree, if at least for my family and my parents. I guess this is off subject, but at the same time on subject, I subleased my apartment, I sold my car, and I moved.
Where did you move to? Tell us where you moved to.
So I moved to California for a very brief time before I got the job as a international flight attendant, and I moved to Seattle, Washington.
Oh,
Yeah.
I thought you like lived in Arizona or something like that.
Yeah, that comes later.
Oh, okay. Just kidding. I'm getting ahead. I was reading the Cliff Notes version. My bad. Dang. Okay. So you became a flight attendant, and then what was that experience like? Because I mean, I always see the flight attendants on the planes. You know, typically they're pretty pleasant, but I'm like, how can you build relationships being a flight attendant? Like, what does life look like as somebody who is a flight attendant?
Right, it's tough. I'm glad you said that. Like, building relationships is very, very tough, especially if you're, like, transplanted, like I was, to a whole new state, a state I had never been to, in a city I'd never been to, knew no one in. In fact, when I got there, like, most people don't even know this, but I was, like, homeless. going around, like, with my suitcase, trying to figure out where I'm going to live and stay. It all worked out. Like, reached out to a girl from high school, saw on Facebook that she posted something about Seattle, and like slept on her couch for a few days, and then ended up staying with a married couple and a lady who was actually a broker for real estate out there. So it's just
okay.
God works. He works in very mysterious ways. But yeah, lived with them for a while. Being a flight attendant was difficult. For sure, because of, like, you're always moving, you're always somewhere different. Like, I was, even with my regular schedule, it was, like, going back and forth between Japan and Seattle. And that was, like, I'll spend 3 to 4 days in Japan, then come back to Seattle for 2 to 3 days, and then go back. So, like, even with that being a regular schedule, it was difficult to, like, maintain new friendships. It was hard for me to, like, get involved in the church that I was in out there. Because okay. I would like be there but then not be there. It's definitely difficult, however not impossible. There's people who make careers out of it and do it for all their life. For me, not so much.
I'm curious, just hearing you say that, what would you say was a takeaway from you during that time, or looking back now with you being a flight attendant, what would you say you learned from that experience and couch surfing just for a brief stint?
I think that the one takeaway, what's the biggest thing that I've learned? Embracing the ability to adapt and to enjoy each moment. Because even though I didn't have, like, friends that I was meeting with all the time and, like, have an established and settled life in Seattle, I met a lot of people and had a lot of great moments that will always be in my heart. Like, there's just I've learned a lot from those people in that time. You know what I mean? So they may not be these long-lasting relationships, but it's something that definitely changed me for the better, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's really awesome. Just what you said, taking the time to really focus on the moments, because now in this time, everything's moving 400 miles an hour. We want to do things before we even know what we want to do.
Right.
We spend money before we even have it. So I think you just saying that, I think that really hits on just focusing on what we can extract from every situation, every opportunity, and all that other stuff. Go ahead, continue to tell your story. I didn't mean to cut
you off.
Yeah,
no, those are some great nuggets there and things that I didn't think about as I was saying, so I appreciate you pointing it out. But yeah, so I was a flight attendant, and then I ended up transferring from Seattle to Alexandria, Virginia, to Baltimore, to be based in Baltimore, and I moved to Alexandria, Virginia. And that is where my flight attendant career ended. We'll just leave it like that.
Okay. Put a pin in it.
If you want to know more, get at me. We'll talk about it on the side. but anyways, that's where that chapter ended, and I kind of had this this time in life where I was just like, okay, I could literally do anything now. Like, I was just kind of at a standstill. I was in D.C. and had saved up money and was just like, okay, so what do you want to do, Destiny? Like, where do you want to go? What, you know, you were working towards, I was still in school, so I was doing school online through Arizona State. So I'm like, okay, I'm working towards this degree. That's cool, but I can do this anywhere. So what do you want to do? And my plan was, oh, I'm going to get another flight attendant job, and I'm going to move to New York. And then God was like, no, thank you. You thought so.
April Fool.
Pretty much. But my grandmother called me, and she said, and I was having, like, some health problems at the same time. She was like, you should come see my chiropractor, and you should come live out here. And I was like, chiropractor? okay. But then I was like, you know what? She has something there because she lives in Arizona.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, I could go live in Arizona. My school is Arizona State. She lives about an hour north of that. If I needed help or needed to go to tutoring, bam, now I can go on campus. It makes sense. So I didn't realize that, you know, you never realize what God's doing. But I was put in Arizona because that's where I was going to start real estate. And that was where the real estate investing was going to begin. So I got out there and helped my grandmother start an Airbnb business.
Oh, wow.
And that was the beginning of real estate.
Oh, nice.
Graduated from Arizona State in December 2016. And then I was like, okay, so let's move back to Texas and get this real estate thing going for real, for real.
Mm. What'd you graduate your degree in?
I was studying software engineering all the way up until it came time to take Cal 3 in the last year, and I switched to liberal studies because I was like, I'm not going to go get a software engineering job.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Dang, okay, so you helped her start an Airbnb. Oh, my goodness. So how did, like, walk us through that mindset of that and then connect it to how you got to the piece of, okay, helping grandmom out. Now it's time to get my own real estate gig.
Right. So at first, I just see opportunities. So I look around, and where a lot of people will see problems, I see, okay, this is something that we couldn't fix. And I saw that her neighbor, who was somebody that, so I spend a lot of time in Arizona. We would go every summer. I make sure that I go at least once a year and spend a good amount of time there. And so I got really close with a lot of people in the neighborhood. They're all retired. It's a small community. Her neighbor had dementia, and so his family moved him to Phoenix. And so the house was just empty and kind of trashed, but it was paid for, and it was just kind of wasting away. And in my mind, I was like, okay, we have this house. People could be staying in it. He could be getting a check every month. We could be getting a check every month.
Okay. Like, talk about that. Talk that check talk.
We would have somewhere for family to come and stay if they want to stay. So why not take advantage of this instead of just letting it become a distressed property and let it become something that is just a waste and an eyesore to the neighborhood? And so we wrote up a contract and I presented it to him, and he thought it was great. My grandma thought it was great. And now it kind of runs itself. And how I saw that into my real estate, I really didn't think that I would do more with Airbnb, but of course, God. But but I did see that there was the opportunity, and so it kind of became a goal of mine that to just acquire properties, rental properties, and eventually use some of them for Airbnb and some as just your typical rental where someone comes and lives and leases it out for X amount of time, however, you know, a year or 2 years that they want to live in it. So I guess that's kind of answer your question.
Connected. No, you answered it. And I'm curious to get to know this too. Is there a place for everybody in real estate? Well, so it's going to be a two-pronged question, because it seems as if real estate is really booming, and you know, like I know, when you're involved in a certain field, it feels as if everybody is in this field because you're in the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get what you mean. Mm-hmm. Great question. There is. And I believe that wholeheartedly simply because real estate is everything. Like this building that we're in right now, having to lease this for this space to use for recording is a real estate transaction. When you go to buy a car, the lot that you're buying it from is land. It's real estate. It does not matter where you go, what you're doing, real estate is involved. And so that opens up literally the world of possibilities as far as careers and things that you can do in real estate. So, yes, everybody is in real estate.
Man, okay. And so I went and watched the video clip. We can talk about this a little bit later, but I just wanted to hear what you thought when you heard of this. So I watched the Nipsey Hussle video clip. And what's the name of the event? The name of the event is Buy Back the Block?
Yeah, so it's Buy the Block.
Buy the Block.
It's Nipsey Hussle. It's panel and performances. You said you watched the clip, which...
Yeah, so I watched the clip with... Nipsey was sitting on the couch with the Crenshaw hoodie on. And then after that, then it panned to Sean Cotton.
Right.
And then Sean Cotton said, they buy new jewelry. Right. He said an OG told him, they buy new jewelry, they buy new cars, but they don't make new land.
Right, and it's true. It's true. And I think that's something that we forget. Or really, I'm not even going to say it's something that we forget. It's something that real estate's not something that's taught. It's something that I personally discovered on my own educational journey, I guess you could say, and searching and doing research for my own self from things that I read. But had I never took the time to educate myself outside of what I was taught in our public school system, I would have never known anything about how to buy a house or that land, you know, what land is and how you can acquire land or that real estate, what real estate even the two words means. So we have to continue. I appreciate Sean Cotton for sharing things like that because we have to continue to educate everyone about it because nobody else is. They're not going to teach it to us. They don't want to teach it to us. It's not something that people want us to know because that is where the power is. Look at who our president is. So.
Oh, man. But, I mean, hearing that, so because, I remember maybe like 2000, probably around 2006, 2009, when I first saw Say Cheese and when I first saw Sean Cotton. And I always saw, I saw this dude who always had these nice outfits. And then I seen him, and I would see him leaned against a car that matched his outfit. And I was like, man, I said, this guy's a real life paid in full situation going on right here. But I had no idea. I guess just over time and what we expose ourselves to, the books that we read,
the
people that we get connected to, then that will ultimately determine if we find out about real estate or if we're participating in events like this event that you were talking about that's coming up. Because like you even said, this event, everybody doesn't know about this event. We see ads on Instagram about different events. Mm-hmm. We see stuff on Eventbrite. But then it comes to the point, it's like, oh, that looks cool. But then scroll past it because I think that people as a whole get caught in a fixed mindset and they say, oh, that's real estate.
It's not for me.
That's not for me. I can't do nothing with that.
Right.
And then they move on and I guess they live an average life.
Right.
With a little average car and all that other average stuff. But I don't know about you. I don't know about you either, Dennis, but I'm not trying to live that average lifestyle.
Not at all.
I mean, Toyota Camrys are good on gas. And I have a Chevy Malibu and it's fuel efficient and I enjoy it. I don't really need an upper echelon car, but one thing I do want is I want generational wealth.
Yes, and the quickest, and I'm not gonna say it's the only way. However, if you do look at history and you look at the people who are millionaires and you look at the people who have been millionaires for generations and billionaires for generations, real estate is top of their portfolio. They have their names on buildings and. That's why we want to have this event next week and more events to come like it because it is important. You should see, and that's why we love people like Nipsey and Sean who are using their platforms to educate people on real estate and the importance of buying the block and the importance of us in the community owning our community.
Can you talk more about the event? What is the purpose? Can you go just more in depth with details about the event?
Right. So it's a fundraiser first and foremost for Block Enterprise, and Block Enterprise is a nonprofit under the Power Strip Organization umbrella that is interested in, like I just said, helping our community. So we want to go to primarily in Dallas. We work in 75215, 75216. Those are zip codes of South Dallas, South Oak Cliff, and down. If you don't know. And what our main goal is to help people stay in their homes, but also revitalize and renovate the homes. So we want to aid in gentrification, but not push these people out. And the key to doing that is by helping these people pay their property taxes. And so that the event is to raise money for that. So that is first and foremost. Now, what you will receive from the event of value is you're going to be hearing from people like Compton Menace, Sean Cotton on a music panel. And so that's for anyone who is interested in music or you're just a fan of these people and you want to know a little bit more about the industry. And they might even get into some real estate on that panel as well. You never know how the conversation will go. And then we're going to have a real estate and finance panel. And we're going to have April Braxton, Jacob Marsh, Dr. Rose, like people who in Dallas are doing big things. Alyssa, who has B. Mazel Studios, which is the nail salon.
Like
I said, everything is real estate related. And they're going to be on the panel answering questions and informing you guys in a very fun and entertaining way. About what's going on. And you'll get to know them as panelists a bit more in the panel as well. And then we're going to have an interview with Nipsey, and he's going to kind of like bring everything as far as music, finance, and real estate together and give us some game on that. So it's really just a night full of valuable information and just free game. I mean, and I'm saying free because, yeah, you can get your tickets for what I think they start at $25. But at the end of the day, like, you're feeding yourself, you're investing in yourself, and also helping the community at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's a amazing benefit. But I'm ready to go. Like we were talking about the other day, I got head slid in there, got my tickets, so ready to rock, ready to roll. Because one thing my dad has told me, he always has said, son, you can never go wrong with personal development.
No,
you can never go wrong, because based on your personal experience, based on my personal experience, based on my man's Dennis' personal experience behind the camera, shout out to Dennis, Wolf Nation Studios, shout out to Kayla. But the coolest thing about personal development is we all have different perspectives. We can all read the same book, and we can apply the information three different ways, four different ways, five different ways.
That's so true.
Based on who we are, based on our own life experiences, and based on just the culture that we were raised up in. So, I mean, and then even on top of that, like you were saying, it's the opportunity to network and get to know people who might be in your industry, get to know people who might be in different industries, but some of the information that they share can be applicable.
Right, exactly. You can hear something from the music panel that will apply to your job at Starbucks. And even if you're not in the industry that you really desire to be, this is the place to be to learn how to get there. Because especially the private networking event, you know, it's a $100 ticket, but it's worth every penny because you're put in a room with people who are doing what you want to do.
Wow.
And that's how you really, by being in that room, that's how you're really speaking your success and walking that
path
to success.
Come on, podcast.
And honestly, you're literally networking and talking and making it happen. That is, if you want to, and if you put in the investment.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I think there's just the opportunity to understand that I believe that each of us are one connection away from changing our life circumstance. Mm-hmm. For instance, I met, where was I? I was at a networking event probably like last year. I met a guy. He introduced me to a CEO of a company. And then she introduced me to another CEO, and his goal is to be a billionaire by the year of 2020. And then I told him, I was like, I would love for you to be my mentor. Like, what does that look like? Can we make that happen? And he was like, just let me know what you need. And I was like, man, say.
You got a mentor. The mentor.
And got a mentor. And it's crazy, because I think so often we don't shoot our shot. We don't ask the question. We allow ourselves to become passive. And I mean, I'm grateful for the friends that I have. I'm grateful for just the people that are in my corner, because I've been around some people that have pushed me to ask questions when I didn't want to ask questions. They've pushed me to get better when I was tired and when I was exhausted and when I didn't feel like learning anymore. If they're like, just come on, and then on the other side of that, you know, on the other side of that opposition, on the other side of that adversity, that's where opportunity lies.
True.
But we have to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Man.
So we're talking about just, you know, different aspects of life. We're talking about information and how this can change situations and things like that. So now let's talk about you. Let's zone in on you. So now, like I introduced you before, you know, the life coaching, the real estate investor, and the realtor. How did this come about? Where did this come from? Because like we've talked before, and I've always seen you always have a knack for knowledge.
Yeah.
Just learn. You always, every time I would talk to you, I'm like, hey, what are you doing? You're like, oh, I'm in school. And I was like, wait, still? You're like, yeah, I mean, I was like, okay, I guess that's, I was trying to add up the years.
All my life.
Oh, no. Okay, so now, yeah, so now, like, just talk about how that, how the life coaching came.
Yeah.
You know, just unpack that first.
Definitely. So, life coaching is something that I have been doing for free and didn't realize I probably should be getting paid for this. And it was something that was difficult for me to wrap my mind around being paid for. And because I feel like it's my gift, so I should give that gift to the world. However, I have learned anything, you know, that you offer of value, you should be reciprocated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so life coaching, I guess I probably started studying coaching and diving deep into how the brain works and like cognitive science around the same time that I started studying real estate. It was about 2013, probably before I started studying real estate. I was heavy into how we think, why we do the things that we do, our behavior, and what in our minds makes us do those things. And I was literally taking like cognitive science classes and tons of psychology classes. Like I couldn't even list you. That's why I've been in school for so long.
Man, psychology is so next level.
Yeah.
It applies to everything, but go ahead.
Yes, definitely. And then when I got to, when I switched my majors to liberal studies, I realized that I was taking more of these classes. And then when I came to SMU, I started to do my master's, I started my journey towards getting my coaching certificate. Took one coaching class that led to another, to another, to another. And then realized, okay, I really have been, as I learned more about what it was, I really have been doing this for years. Let's make it something that I'm doing full time and helping people. And especially because I'm a licensed realtor. However, I didn't want to be a realtor, just to be honest. I didn't always see myself as a realtor. I wanted to get my license and become a realtor just to be my own realtor and a realtor to people who, I'll be honest, I just want to be selective who I want to work with. It was important to me to help my mom to get a house. So I did that. And then after that, it was kind of like, okay, I just want to invest. I want to be able to have rental properties and do that part and help people along the way as I can and with Block Enterprise, that type of situation. So I started life coaching. And in addition to the classes that I mentioned, I was also studying people like Tony Robbins. You have Zig Ziglar. Les Brown. I read probably all of Dale Carnegie's books.
So you're getting your speaking on. So you're speaking.
Nah, so I'm reading, I'm watching all these people reading all these things, and then it just kind of like clicked. Like, that's what I've been studying. This is how I've been helping people. You give me a goal that you want to accomplish, and I can guide you to create your own plan on how to get there. I love that because it takes skills. You have to have skills to do it. And understanding of different models and an understanding of the brain and how people work. However, really the client is doing the work, if that makes sense.
Yeah, most definitely. No, most definitely. And then, do you have like a life motto or something like that? Because I know we were talking a little bit before the show when you were. Unpacking that, like what does that look like? Because you're talking life coaching, you're talking realtor, like tie it all together. I'm from Louisiana, I like gumbo. Throw it all in the pot.
So I am here to speak, write, and act according to the word in order to influence future generations to have an improved quality of life starting in the home.
That's like a spoken word piece, just the way you went into that.
a little bit.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's, I wouldn't say my purpose, but that's the mission that I'm on.
That's good.
Because the future, like the kids, is really what matters. They're, you know, we're going to be gone And they know way more than we'll ever know, and they're the ones who hold our future in their hands. Mm. And that's why educating people on real estate is so important to me, and life coaching is important because, and I say life coaching is life as a whole because I especially want to help people with relationships in the home. Mm. And, you know, I come from very humble beginnings, low-income neighborhoods, born at Parkland Hospital, like, just so seeing how the communities that I was raised in and the way that we relate with each other and the unhealthy and toxic relationships breaks my heart, and I don't want future generations to have to continue those cycles and those generational curses. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's important to me to encompass all of those things.
I think that's amazing. I think that there's not enough people doing what you just said. Of course, we know the people who are in the mental health arena, i.e. the counselors, but people from certain communities won't even think twice about going into a mental health facility for any reason, if it be for just a general checkup.
Right.
Or just if it be for just talking about an issue that they might be struggling with. But at the same time, I think you, even coming from this angle and this perspective, you're getting to see you're getting to see the action on the field, if you will.
Right.
Because, like you said, realtor, so you're seeing, you know, different properties, different lands. I was watching some of your YouTube videos, and I saw you and the other young lady. You said her name was April?
Yeah, April.
Yeah. Okay, I saw you and her. I think y'all were like Lake Travis or something like that.
Yeah,
it was
Austin. Austin.
Yeah, and I just saw all that. You're like, look at all this greenery. Oh, my goodness. This is so amazing. But, I mean, I think now just with technology and now just with connectivity and relationships, now we have the ability to bridge some gaps. Because
definitely.
Now if there's a little girl somewhere or a young lady somewhere or a young man somewhere and they see you on YouTube, they catch one of your videos, they're like, well, what do you do? Then that creates the opportunity
right.
to now educate this child or at least introduce them to something that they could find out more about and that they could further pursue.
Right, which is... I'm glad you brought that up, and that's another reason why I'm so heavy on YouTube. It's because I genuinely do have like younger people. I had an 18-year-old reach out to me on one of the videos, and they asked is my age gonna block me from or be like a deterrent for buyers if I become a real estate agent, And I loved it because, no, it's not. Like, it doesn't matter your age. And it made me happy that, one, like, younger people are watching and they are listening, and we should all know that. And that's where they are, is, like you said, on the social media, on YouTube. They're looking for the information. It's up to us to put it out there.
I think that's really huge because, like you said, because I think our generation, and I'm not talking about anybody's parents specific, but I think our generation is the generation of the parents that argue in the room but don't take into account that we can hear them.
Yes.
You know, and then they come out like, oh, hey, everything's fine, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Our generation is the generation where the parents took jobs so that they could provide for us, but they might have put their dreams on hold. Our generation is the generation that they graduated college, they went to a job, and then the job told them, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and let you go, because now we have computers that can do what you do, or I can just outsource your job across the country. And you know what? It doesn't matter to me what happens. So I think this is another reason why I think the lane of real estate is extremely important, because it gives you the opportunity to, one, be your own boss, two, to build your own empire for generational wealth, but three, when you're in this position, nobody can take this from you.
Right. And then just to clarify, so you don't always have to have a career in real estate. And you don't even have to get your license to build that generational wealth. I do recommend taking the classes, getting the books from somewhere.
That's good.
Going to your bigger pockets and websites like that where you can get the information, or reaching out to someone like me who has that knowledge and can share with you and is willing to share with you. Because having the education is going to be way more valuable than actually like having a career. Like, just knowing what the steps are of buying a house when you get there is valuable. And like you said too, it also if you know how to buy these rental properties and you have them, when situations like a layoff or your, you know, something happens in your life where your main source of income is taken away, you always have that, not to rely on, but as a fallback, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really, man, the time is really getting away from us. We might have to do another. We're gonna roll on. We might bring you back, Destiny, and then might do something else. Might just have to do another episode. But now I wanna, like we talked about before, so I told you that on the show I like to do this part where I give the guest to describe themselves in 5 words.
Oh yeah.
So if you were to describe yourself in 5 words,
okay,
what 5 words would they be?
Pioneer, stimulator, coach. I'm definitely a light. I would say light.
I rock with that.
And that was, how many was that? 4?
That's 4. Yeah, I was counting under the table.
Optimist.
Okay. Man, those are very descriptive. Pioneer, I haven't heard that since like social studies in 8th grade.
Yeah, I got it on this strengths test the other day and it really stuck with me.
That's cool. That's a good one. That's really a good one. Man, you don't hear that often. Okay, yeah. Okay. I can rock with that. Now, so I like the opportunity to always shine light. That's funny because you said light. The opportunity to shine light or to encourage or uplift somebody who is out here really getting it. Because on the different episodes, when I do the solo episodes, I always highlight, or I started highlighting a winner's circle of the week. Mm-hmm. And this was somebody that I just wanted to acknowledge. This was somebody I just wanted to give the accolade to and say, we see you out here working, or I see you out here working. Just keep on going. Who is the individual that you feel either has not got recognized or hasn't received the level of recognition that you feel that they deserve because they're out here getting it, they're out here grinding?
Man,
because I know you know too many people.
I do.
But I'm just saying, if you put it down to one person.
So don't be mad at me if I don't say your name. But I really have to lift up Venny. So I am Venny Vici is his Instagram handle. If y'all want to go follow him and just give him like accolades, because he's putting together this whole Buy the Block event. And I've been working with him, and his grind, his hustle is unmatched. Like,
really?
It is impressive. He makes things happen. He says it. He speaks it into existence. He paints the vision, and then the vision comes into fruition every single time.
I might need to meet this cat.
Definitely.
I might need to meet him. Yeah.
It's amazing, and like, I haven't worked with anyone like this before, so I'm just impressed, and he definitely deserves to be lifted up.
I am Venny Vici.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you're gonna have to introduce me at the event.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So, brother, kudos to you. You are this week's Winner's Circle of the Week by way of Miss Destiny. Okay, kind of like a thin line between love and hate when they were singing, they were talking about the spaceship. Okay, you didn't see that? Cool. So now there's this part we call this or that.
Oh, Lord.
It says on the back of the card. And just in this episode, it's just rapid fire. And then you just say this or that. Well, you say one or the other. You don't say this or that.
Okay.
But you say one or the other. This would be quick. This would be as Martin painless as possible, I promise.
Okay.
So just a few questions, and the timer is rolling. Dennis, can we start the timer, please? Okay. Here we go. Beaches or mountains?
Beaches.
Okay. Life of the party, please, no party.
Life of the party.
Mm-hmm. Work hard, play hard.
Wait, how is that an option? You got to do both.
Oh, okay. Night owl or early bird?
Ooh, early bird.
Oh, okay. Home cooking or ain't cooking?
Home cooking.
Oh, okay. City or country?
City.
Books or movies?
Books.
That was an easy one. Yeah. Okay, keep it easy or plan it out?
Keep it easy all the time.
Okay. See, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. That wasn't painful.
Man, but to choose over beaches or mountains, that is painful. I need both.
I mean, but going, isn't it the higher you get in the mountains, typically it gets colder? Well, I mean, of course, that's depending on which mountains.
But see, south of France, they got both.
I guess I need to travel more. I need to get my passport stamped. I haven't got anything stamped. I just used it at the airport once to go to Louisiana. It's only because my driver's license expired. Anyway, so now I just want to give you an opportunity just to say where people can follow you, say where people can find you, and then also just talk a little bit more about the event or where they can find information on the event. I'm going to put it in the show notes, but just if you want to drop anything else about the event.
Yeah, definitely. Please. So my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Destinies, three E's and an S. So Destinees at Gmail. You can email. And then on YouTube, it's just Destiny Sanders, Destinee Sanders. And a bit more about the event, definitely if you find me on Instagram, you can reach out, shoot me a DM, and I give you more information, or send me an email. It's also on Eventbrite and Ticketmaster. So you can just go to Eventbrite, Ticketmaster, Nipsey Hussle, Dallas, buy the block, bam, everything you need to know. Tickets start at $25. That's pre-sale right now. I believe that ends tomorrow, which is Valentine's Day. Hey, get your Valentine's Day gift out the way. Celebrate Valentine's Day two times. This Thursday, next Thursday. I think that's pretty much the gist of it. Like I said, Eventbrite, Ticketmaster, you can get the tickets. It's something that you really don't want to miss. Everybody is going to be there. Everybody, and then some probably people that I don't even know because it's spread so fast.
I believe it.
And you're gonna be fed. You'll definitely leave with some value.
Okay, that's what's up. So now, I just want you just to look in the camera, and I just want you just to share your final thought. Like, what is it? Like, is there something that you want to give the people to grow on? What would you leave to somebody? Let's say this is somebody who. Let's say they're 21. Mm-hmm. Let's say they almost graduated college but didn't, mm-hmm. and they're just trying to figure out what they do next. What would you say to this individual?
I would say if you need help finding out what to do next, come talk to me. Let's set up our first initial coaching session, and we can keep it moving. Other than that, trust yourself. Listen to yourself. Take the time to be still. If you have, like, when you start your day, before you look at your phone, before you do anything, spend 15 minutes just in silence with yourself. It's really hard. So if you can't do 15 minutes, start with like three, start with one, start with 30 seconds. Wherever you have to start, start. And that's really, I mean, just dig within, spend time within.
That's real. I rock with that because I started not getting on my phone when I wake up, and I started just.
Yeah, I don't even put mine in the same room. It's in
the whole. Well, I put mine in the bathroom when I go to sleep. Yeah. I put mine in the bathroom. Yeah, but that's still something I'm just gonna continue to keep working at.
It's hard.
I mean, it's like everything else: discipline, growth, whatever. It's a challenge. But man, we're gonna go ahead and get out of here. If you're not following us on YouTube, I would encourage you to type in "Speak Your Success." And subscribe, like, comment, share, do all that other good stuff. And outside of that, you can find out more information on me if you like at jonathanjonespeaks.com. Other than that, this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones with life coach, with real estate investor, and the realtor, Miss Destiny Sanders. And we're reminding you to speak your success. Believe in your greatness and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?
Wealthy to the level that it's not going to go away. And that, you know, we create a situation that it lasts longer than us.
I could have bought a Lamborghini, but I invested in land. Because the OG always told me, they buy new jewelry. They buy new cars. They don't make new land.